Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Diana Furchgut-Roth. She's the director of the outstanding website, economics21.org. Folks, I encourage you to check it out. And when you get there, when you hang out with those, with Diana and her great the members, the writers of her great website, you'll thank me later. You'll get a lot out of it. Diana is a former economist for two presidents in their Department of Labor.
The three presidents, but that's not
three. Okay,
Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush.
There you go, both Bushes. That's right. I knew that. I'd forgotten. Thank you for correcting me. No, that's a credential I'd be proud of too. Good job. So, folks, now, you know, as you've heard me say before, folks, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. So, okay, Diana, President Trump pulled America out of the Paris Climate Change Accords. I am so glad that he did that. I am so proud of him for having the courage to do that in the face of a lot of opposition, including some inside of his own circle. And I'm telling you that small business owners are going to be better off because of it.
Everyone is going to be better off because of it. And we never should have signed on to it in the first place. There's no way that we can commit to cutting our emissions by 27% from 2005 levels, maybe by 2025. Maybe we will and maybe we won't. But to commit ourselves to an agreement where the biggest emitters in the world, China and India, do not have to start cutting back until 2030, that's just ridiculous.
Well, Diana, what makes me apoplectic is when one of the first things I reported on back in 97, 98, was the Kyoto Accords. And I know that even though we tried to sign on to that, they took it before Congress. Clinton took it before Congress, and Congress voted it down 97, 98 to nothing. Right. And the Senate did, 98 to nothing, I think it was. It was not one Democrat or Republican that voted for it. And so we were never a part of Kyoto. And yet, over the next 15, 16 years, through some regulation, through a lot of technology and a lot of smart business dealings, we and investment, quite a bit of investment innovation, we now are operating in America. Our footprint is on the Kyoto Accord of requirements. And yet, Diana, this is what makes me mad. And yet not one person is saying, hey, America, good job.
It's because of the fracking. You know, these environmentalists want lower emissions, but at the same time, they don't like fracking. Isn't that odd?
Yeah. Well, it's not only fracking, Diana, because we've got more efficient furnaces, we got more efficient automobiles. There's a lot of innovation in there. In addition, I agree with you about the fracking, but that's not the only thing. There's a number of things. Small business owners investing in new furnaces for their businesses and buying better new trucks and things like that. When they make those investments and buy more efficient equipment, that improves everything. And so you would think if you listen to the left, if you listen to Paris, if you listen to the Europeans, you would think that we've done nothing, and yet we've done more than, especially as it applies to per dollar of GDP, we've done more than anybody in the world.
Exactly, we have, and we should never have got into the Paris Accord. And you know, if you read the Accord, which I have, there are just some absurd things in it, such as that women are disproportionately affected by climate change. Can you believe that the Accords actually says that? It's an excuse for every special interest to be throwing in their hat.
Right. It's just full of political correctness, and it's not
exactly.
It's not appropriate. And it was going to wind. Here's what people have to understand, Diana. The people outside of this country who are for these kinds of climate change agreements are trying to, because they're so jealous of you and me, not only our country, but you and me living in the houses that we live in, they're jealous of our lifestyle. I've talked to them. I know they are because of that. And you used to live there. You know what I'm talking about. They're jealous of us, and they're trying to bring us down to their level.
They really are, yes, yes. But if these Paris Accords had gone into effect and our manufacturing had moved overseas to China and India, losing our jobs, global emissions would not have been lower. They would have been higher because in China and India, there are fewer regulations that regulate this manufacturing.
I was so... when I saw that he pulled us out of there in the face of opposition in his own circle, that told me about the courage of Donald Trump.
It really does, yes, and the fact he's willing to stick to his campaign promises.
Yep, absolutely. That's a big deal. Hey, Diana, thanks for being here. Good job today. As always, come back soon.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Diana Furchtgott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Economist for three presidents. How about that? No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blessingham, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.